This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Let's finish the Yantif of Shavuos. So much in the Yantif. So much to take out of the Yantif. I'd like to discuss a little bit something that's important that we take from the Yantif and we live with. Versteitzach, the Yantif of Shavuos is about Kabbalah Satera. The Yantif of Shavuos is about Nasa V'Nishma. The Yantif of Shavuos is about Torah and Avas HaTorah. And over Yantif Mistame, in any shul, wherever you are, you heard Divrei Yisaitis and Chizuk and the Inyanim of Torah. I'd like to single out a point which is Kedai, another lesson that needs to be taken from the Yantif, a Hashpa that we have to live with. And that's the inyan of Achtus, the importance of Achtus in Klal Yisrael for Hatzlacha in Torah. We've always understood that Achtus is an important part of Kabbalah Satera. The Rechaim already tells this to us. It says in the Pasuk, Vayisu Mirfidim, Vayachnu Mamidbar, Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Hahar. So the Pasuk gives us the Hakdamah, the introduction to Kabbalah Satera, and that is Vayisu Mirfidim, Vayachnu Bamidbar, Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Hahar. And the Archaim explains that in this Pasuk is included three Yesoides necessary for Kabbalah Satera, and that is Vayisu Mirfidim, Mirfidim's Rafu Yudeim and Atera, a certain Atzlus, certain laziness, Rafidim, Rafu Yudeim, Vayisu, you have to travel away from that. Sometimes it takes Daf Mechazik Zayin out of the Atzlus, Vayisu, Arisvam from the Matzlus, Vayisu Mirfidim. Not to get bogged down and stuck in Atzlus, Vayisu. Pick yourself up and move ahead, Vayisu Mirfidim. The second thing says the Rechaim, Vayachnu Bamidbar, Midbar, of course, Chazal always tell us, is a symbol of anava, humility, a midbar, shakel doshinba. The midbar is a place that has no gaivet. Anyone who wants walks there, he comes, he goes. A threat of the midbar, you step in the midbar, nothing happens. You step on the midbar, nothing will happen to it. And the third hachana, the third preparation is Vayichan Hashem Yisrael Neged Ahor. It's a Lashon Yachid, Vayichan. Vayichan, don't say Vayachanu Yisrael. It says Vayichan Yisrael, Lashon Yachid. Kihish Echod, Belev Echod. And that's also part of the hachana for Kabbalah Satera. So this is a very famous Arachayim. It's been spoken about endlessly, year after year. But let's understand and let's work on why is Vayichan Yisrael ki ish echod b'leiv echod the hachana, the preparation for Kabbalah Satera. And when we have a deeper understanding of that, We'll understand how it's intricate in Torah and Limud HaTorah and Hatzlacha in Torah to have Vayichan Shom Yisrael Ki'ish Echad B'Lev Echad. And this is important. Like this, we could walk away with all the lessons, with all the lessons that the Yontif is offering, is teaching, is requesting of us, and that we should have Hatzlacha in Torah. Vayichan Shom Yisrael Ki'ish Echad B'Lev Echad. What's the translation of Ki'ish Echad B'Lev Echad? What does it mean? One person with one heart. But what does it mean to have a person, one, made out of two people, ki'ish echad, like one person, b'lev echad? There's a beautiful chida. The chida says that Sivan was chosen to be the month where the Torah was given. Why was Sivan chosen? Why Sivan? We all know that everything's with a cheshbon. It's not just stampunkt because we left Mitzrayim and Nissan, and 49 days later is Sivan, that we have the Torah in Sivan. There's got to be a reason why the Torah was given in Sivan. Says the Chida, because the month of Sivan, its mazel is Te'umim. Twins. Te'umim. We all know the mazel is. So the Sivan, the mazel is Te'umim, is twins. And that's to teach. And to for Klal Yisrael to learn and to know that Yidden have to be like twin brothers to be Mekabel de Teira. Azezak the Chida, Meredik, yeah, Te'umim. That they have to be twins, Te'umim. So it's a Meredik Echidish. We all know Yidden are Achim, they're brothers. Achim. Yidden, one brother to another. But the Chida is saying it's got to be more than brothers, it's got to be twin brothers. We know that twins have a unique tchuna, that when one twin feels pain, the other twin could be somewhere else, anywhere in the world, but he feels it also. The scientists claim that twins feel zepesah. Yidden have this inyan that when another yid has a problem, when another yid has a tzara, so they feel it. It becomes part of their pain. And this is the limud of Torah. You hear? Abesai, the limud of Torah, by Kabbalah HaTorah, something unique happened. And that is that Eden became not only Mizbrida, but we became Te'umim. We became twin brothers. The Aruch Chaim speaks many times that why was it so important that Yidden should be Vayichan, they should come together as one by Kabbalah Satera. What's the reason for it? So he explains Arvus. What is Arvus? That every Yid is responsible one for the other. So when a Yid does a mitzvah, so we all have that mitzvah. For example, could we keep tayag mitzvahs? No, it's impossible. If you're not a kohen, you can't keep mitzvahs that are negeh to a kohen. There are so many mitzvahs. A farmer has many mitzvahs that the person in Beis Medrash sitting, he doesn't have those mitzvahs. Right? So how are we mekayim tayag mitzvahs? And the teretz is, we become joint. We become a shutif, partners in Kiyam HaTorah. And And it has its responsibilities too. So if one brother does an aveira, if one shutiv does something bad in the business, so to speak, it's neged to the other brother. It's neged to the other shutiv. So that's arvis, and it was necessary in Kabbalah's Hateira that Yidden should be Vayichan Sham as one unit to come together. V'yasu kulam aguda achas. It had to be joint effort. It had to be. It's a gemuz zayin joint effort. A meilav ayichan shom Yisrael ki ish echad b'leivach. A beisay megechay fegin akasha. So then you can have a shutvis. There has to be brothers. How good the cash? No, Yanti Vazak. Hashem Ha'ara bothered me all my life. I never understood this. Mizaktach, Arvis, right? Responsibility, joint effort. Lasses retain Chavalev Shalem. Yeah, I'll even tell you more. Avesai, what's the name of the Yantiv Shavuos? Has many names, and I'm sure over Yantiv you heard your Rabbanim. Darshini, why? All the different names for Shavuos. But one of the names Shavuos has is Atzeres. What does Atzeres mean? Atzeres, Shavuos is called Atzeres. So it's interesting. The Kedushas Levi, Heilige Chassidische Rebbe, the Kedushas Levi, starts off his Shavuos Torah the following. Shoal Oisi echod milita. Someone from Lita asked him a question. That's how he starts off Ishtiklach Terah. Yeah, sure. Now, people don't know history that actually Kedushas Levi was a Rav in Lita for many years. He was Pinsker Rav. Same place where my Zayda was the Rav. The Kedushas Levi was Pinsker Rav. He was the first Pinsker Rav. The Misnagdim ran him out of town. It's all ready for a history lesson. One day we'll talk about it, okay? And the biggest chiddush is, as much as they ran him out of town, oh, and wherever he went from town to town, they ran him out of town. Yet he was able to be strong and have Avos Yisrael and represent Avos Yisrael and go down in history as the tremendous Oyev Yisrael. A shmooze for a different time. But that's how he begins his shtickle on Shavuos. Sho'alei si'echod milito. And it's interesting. He gives a beautiful litvisha teretz. Mamish. It's passed right out of the brisk, or the ponevish. Mamish. I glad the teretz. Yeah? What's his teretz? He says, every yontif has its mitzvah. Every yontiv has its mitzvah. Yeah. Sukkot has a lulav, and then Pesach has a matzah. Can you tell me what the mitzvah of Shavuos is? And please don't say these cheesecake, because that's not the answer. Hagam echreisa, mention meinus ha mitzvah, and ken zayis ha gutta mitzvah. If your wife made cheesecake and you say it's delicious, it's taka gutta mitzvah. The kaim a mitzvah with them. But that's zicha not the mitzvah of Shavuos. So what is the mitzvah of Shavuos? And the Teretz is, there's nothing more than Issur Melacha. That's all it is. You just don't do Melacha. Atzeres mi Melacha. Memeila Shavuos, Ruf Tzachon, Atzeres. No? Glat, brisk, shame, namish. Kedusha Slavia from the Seifan on Yoni Shavuos, Atzeres. Let me read to you, Rabbeisai, Ameire de Gesipune. The Sipune says, why is it called Atzeres? Zog the Sipune. Because what happened on the day of Matan Torah? By Netzru Yisrael Yachtov Lavidas Okel Yisbarach. Chav Gimel, Posik Lamid Vav, Lamid Zayin, Posik Lamid Zayin, here's Sipuna, Netzru, they bound together, to do the Ratzon Hashem. Netzu kol Yisrael yachtav. Yeah. So the whole Yom Tov takes on what? No. Is it the Kabbalah Satera? No. The Yachtov, the Vayichan Shom Yisrael, that they came together. No. If someone would ask you, what is the symbol from the Yom Tov, you would say, Matan Teire, eh? That's not it. Shavuos is not, as a matter of fact, it's not even in the Teire, Der Chelik. No, how come in the Teire, he doesn't say that it's Yom Matan Teire? It's called Atzeres, das, yeah. And the Sipurna explains Netzchu, because they bound together. Vayanu kolom yachtov vayoymru koila shedibar Hashem. Oh! Otodos is del yontif, Netzchu. Maybe because that's the hardest part of the whole thing, Yechreis, as Yidin zon zusammenkommen, to agree on one thing. Could be thus ashamed. The historia, that's a historic event. Why is everyone smiling and laughing? Okay, but I'll call upon him, you hear? It's klar in the shining, the sipunda, that the spitz, the ultimate, the symbol, fun shvuis. No, you came, let me hear. What shvuis? Atzeres, what's atzeres? Shenetzu, Yisrael, Yachad, they came together. Coming together. They all came together. And that's Shavuos. Now, so let's hear Rabbeis Ha'ichfreg D'Akasha. So why does it have to be that they're brothers and they're twins? What's wrong if they have a joint understanding? Ha'shukvim Fateira. You see from the Chidah that it's not enough. It needs to be achim, unitzdam achim, t'umim. Now let's go one step further, yeah? When you have t'umim, are they joined together? Are they Siamese twins? No, don't say it's t'umim. Huh? So what's ki'ish echad? Ki'ish echad is twins? Siamese twins, no? Ki'ish echad. Huh? Now let's go one step further. When you have two brothers are born together, ki'ish echad, you can have a big surgery from a professional surgeon, and he could separate them. But what happens when they're belev echad also? And they share the same heart. What do you do? Medically speaking, only one could live. If they have one heart, whoever has a little more than the other lives and the other one dies. It's Yedua. Hashiva Ramesha Zatzal had to deal with this question once. It was actually a story in Eretz Yisrael, and they brought it to Rabbi Yashiv, where there was a Siamese with one heart and they had to separate, and they didn't know, what are you supposed to do? Could you do the surgery? This one dies. And which one has the right to live? Agansa Shaila Vroidif. Rabbi Yashiv said he couldn't pass in the Shaila. Couldn't pass in the Shaila. Rabbi Yashiv Begainusai couldn't pass in the Shaila. So he sent it to Ramesha Zechat Tzadik Levracha. And from what I remember hearing then, I wasn't there exactly to see the whole Halachiela, but officially, Ramesha locked himself in a room for 36 hours. Maybe it was 24, but I remember hearing it was 36 hours. He locked himself in a room for 36 hours, and he went through the sugya. How do you divide Siamese twins with one heart? Abesai, vas mein ki ish echad, belev echad, that's what it means. You can't even separate them. It's impossible to separate them. They live to the same beat, the same heartbeat. Unatadas is what Chazal tell us, Vayichan Shom Yisrael, Ki'ish Echad. Not Stam twins, it's brothers, twins, brothers, twins, not Stam twins, but Siamese twins, and not Stam Siamese twins, but Belei Vechad. Yeah? Unatadas like the Sipuna is the Tachlis, the Nakuda from the Yantiv Atzeres, Shenetzru. They bound together. Misgivarin ains, Satan Avaidas Hashem. No? Good? Okay, let me show you something interesting on this side. Siyadua, Umistam Shein Alafila de Litvish Elem Red Shein Direit. There was a time where Chsidim had their Torah, the Litvish had it. Today, Baruch Hashem, Masif Lechol HaMachnis. Everybody knows the famous Zayir that Yisrael, what is Yisrael? It's Rashi Tevis, no? What are the Rashi Tevis? Yay, Shishim, Riboy, Oisiyay, Slateira. Yeah. Shishim, Yisrael, yay, Shishim, Alaveis of us, no? Yeah, everybody knows, yay, Shishim. It's not true. There are no Shishim Ribui Oisis in the Torah. It's not true. It's not just not true thing. You can take out your computer, yeah, and you count the Oisis in the Torah, and they're not. They're not. There's a lot less than Shishim Ribui Oisis in the Torah. So, me, you can't say that I made it up. I would have no shy. There was no way for me to know a thing like this. But the Chasam Sofer speaks about it. He says, it's not true. It's the Mishnabas. Reb Tzadik HaKohen speaks about it. It's not true. So what's the teretz? They come up with a very nice teretz. Every ois is really a tziruf of many oisies together. A ches is two vavs. Right? Huh? A zayin. So if... Okay, we all know that everybody knows the olive bays here. We're all good to siphon. But you know what I'm saying, okay? What's the chat? So why does it have to be mitachibu fenasius? No? On the teretz, thus is the teretz ha-beisa. It's not just one ice next to another. The yei shishim ribui, the Shishim Ribui Klal Yisrael is a tziruf combined to make Oisius. If I may, on my way here, I had an observation in my head. Okay, something. First, I had the observation that I need to be Mekatzer in the Shir. And how am I going to do it? I have so much I want to say. So that was the first thing that went through my head. But the other thing that went through my head was, there is no word in the Torah, one word. One ois, one letter. Isn't it your Santa Zacha? Find me, in English we have the word A, right? I, right? The I is always alone, huh? The I is always nish mechubet to anything else. Yeah? Closest thing we have is Hal Hashem Tigmulu Zayis. Is it one word? Is Achaveis Nisht? It's a big raid. It's a big raid. Or the other Nisht. What's the pshat of Eithai? The bald Oisius HaTorah is Neshamis Yisrael. It has to be with a chibur. There's no such a thing as it stands by itself. There's no such thing that stands by itself. Okay. Now let's go back a minute. Yeah. Which hachana was the ikar hachana? What was the most that was needed for Kabbalah Satayr? Was it Vayisim Refidim? Was it Vayachnu Mabidbar? Was it Vayichan Sham Yisrael Keneged Ahar? So we said that Kubi, it's about Arvis, that we have to come together because we have to Makabal. So you could be a Shutta for that. But that's not the story. It's deeper than that. Kutshebrichu, V'Yisrael, It's all one. The Torah, the Rabbeinu Shlom, and Klal Yisrael is all one. You know, the Oisiyas HaTorah are what? The Goyin tells us, the Shmeisav Shel Ha Kadosh Baruch. We say this in the Brachas. Kulanu v'ni'anachnu v'tzetzoenu v'tzetzam chabeis Yisrael. Kulanu yoidei Shmecha. What's yoidei Shmecha? Because the Oisiyas of the Torah is the Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now let's see more. Kulanu. Why are we madgish the kulanu? Because kutshebrichu v'ayraisa v'yisrael kula. Kula. It's all chada. You can't separate it. A sefer Torah that's missing one eis, it's puzzle. A sefer Torah, G'dayli Yisrael always said, that Afilus felt ein yid by Klal Yisrael. Afilus felt ein yid. It's an apostle of Sefer Torah. It's not kulanu. Kulanu, 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 yoidei shmecha. By this point of the Shia, the Oyelim's already fadrameling. So I'll tell you, you have my Matan Torah also. It's geschlafen by Matan Torah, nicht gefährlich. Nicht on mein Torah. Okay, I'll tell you a story. You deserve a nice story. It was a Rav in Queens, Rabbi Olbaum. Told me a very nice story. Called me in, he said, I want to tell you a story about your grandfather. Happened with me. When I put out my first Sefer, it wasn't Oivel HaSeicher. People, the first Sefer usually doesn't, you know, it's probably a Yeshivish Sefer. It was thousands of Sefarim. I felt bad. So I went to your grandfather and I masked what I really went for. I really went for Chizik. Because my sefer didn't go, and I felt bad about it. But I came to him, and I covered it over with a, give me advice on how to be mefitz my sefer, you know. As came for advice, he says Yizeid chapped right away that that's not what I came for. He chapped that I was down that my sefer didn't go. So he gave me a pesah avot. He said achizuk. He says till today. He uplifted him. Zayda said, you know, there was another very big author who authored a sefer, and nobody wanted that sefer either. You know who it is? It's the Eibishter. And you know what sefer? Or the Sefer Torah. He went al kaluma v'uma. He went to every name. Nobody wanted it. And you want to know something? They didn't even bother looking into what it says over there. The minute he said, no, I'm not interested, not a go away, go find some. He says he went from people to people and nobody wanted, till he finally found a peralta yidalach that said, wow, this, we love this sefer, and we want to give it to our children, and they danced and they were happy until today. This is their book that they mamish cherish. He says, "Favaz zol zayin dain sefer anders with the Rabbeinu Shlom sefer. Why should your sefer be any different? Tachkefinin, you'll find someone that appreciates." So I don't feel bad if the island falls asleep by my shears. Why should my Torah be different than the Eibishter's Torah? They fell asleep by Matan Torah also. Nidgefelach. But I have a question for you, Rabbeisai. What's the pshat that they fell asleep taka by Matan Torah? How do you explain? What? How could it be? And it's also, the numbers don't make sense. There's got to be someone that was up, no? Someone had to, hey, there's got to be a baby that cried, and the mother got up and gave a bottle and said, Yankel, verschlufste, steif, what's wrong with you? Come on, let's go, the lazy bum, get up, let's go. And then he went to the guy next to him and said, get up, I mean, it had to be something. So the Welt has a teretz that al pizayar. It was a maisa satan tardeimo. He threw on them a shluff maisa satan. I always say a teretz based on something I heard from my grandfather. My grandfather told me that in Kelim, everything was seder. So davening, everyone had to be by davening. If one Talmud didn't show up for davening, the Alter said, okay, there's no davening today in yeshiva. Go to the Shtiblach, daven. We're a yeshiva. Yeshiva means everyone. And if I don't have everyone, then we're not davening as a yeshiva. That's called yeshiva. Everyone. Let's try that today. We wouldn't know. Well, none of the yeshiva would have a minion ever. But I'll call upon him. What's the pshat? It's very possible that most did wake up for Kabbalah's HaTorah. What do you think? Everybody slept and nobody got up for Kabbalah's HaTorah. How could be such a thing? And the Teretz Yisrael did. Aber nicht allem gekommen auf Kabbalah's HaTorah. It was no bo kulam. Even one is missing. It's like I say, for Torah, if one ois is missing, even if one... Now let me tell you a meiridike thing. The Maral has a meiridike kasha. The Maral asks, how come the Eibishter didn't give the Torah in the beginning of the world? If the whole world was created for Torah, so Eibishter should have created the world and gave the Torah. But why did he wait all the way till... I have a teretz to this kasha, but first let me tell you what the Maral says. The Maral says that the Iker of Torah was for Klal Yisrael. And the way the Bria works, says the Maral, that the Iker is always created later. For example, even in the 7 days of creation, Adam was last. So Yisrael, later, has to evolve till the Tachlis. That since Torah is for Klal Yisrael, in the beginning there was no Klal Yisrael. There should have been. Create a world and create a Klal Yisrael. Torah is like Adam, which is this last day. Klal Yisrael is later. Ayin Shem Maral. There's a Meiridike Derecheret Zuta. Yud Aleph. The Rabbi Nishlem was waiting to give the Torah. He couldn't find the opportune time to give the Torah. You know when he came and he said, now it's the right time? Kishara shi Yisrael nisachtim Yachov. When he saw the Klal Yisrael became one and they stopped fighting. Oh, here's my opportunity. Let me give the Torah. Maybe he rushed to give the Torah thinking, you're not going to get another chance. Balka Panim. He waited for the moment. Yeah. That there should be Achdus and Klaliyah. So what do you see from this? That the Iker, Hachaneh, for Kabbalah Satayrah, was the Vayichan Shem Yisrael Keneged Ahar, and that's how we got the Torah. Vayichan Shem Yisrael. Mefurish Chazal Rabbi Yisai. The Maral fragt doch, why did the Rebbein Shem create the world and give the Torah? Terence says Rebbein Shem was waiting to see that Klal Yisrael, Medav Dukein, Sinas Yosef, B'ma'achim, Mitzrayim, Mid, and then all of a sudden, oh, Vayichan Shem Yisrael, ooh, we reached that ultimate, we reached that high point, Vayichan Shem Yisrael, Negedar! That's unbelievable. Now we're giving the Torah. You know, Rabbi Yisai, in Zmiris Shabbos, we talk about this. What do we say in Zmiris Shabbos? Ubo kulam bivris yachad, nase v'nishma, amu ke'echad. Upaschu v'anu, Hashem echad. Alle singen das. You want me to sing it for you? Is that what the Eilim wants? No, okay, right. You know, you'll be my chumi if I don't sing, if I just tell you pshat. Okay, yeah? All right. I'm a kash. What does this have to do with Shabbos? And the Pasha Teretz is, because all the things in Yayin Matzah happened on Shabbos, right? Hayayim Nichbad, and the Gemara tells us, Shabbos nitne teire, my entire reader, I love you. You know, I have no idea. I come, 99% the reason why I come. Come for you. Shabbos, yeah. So I have a kashu. Why? Why Shabbos? It says, Moshe Hoisev Yoim Echa Midaite. He added, so Pasha, he added an extra day because they weren't ready yet. Yeah, they weren't ready. Zakti Imra Emes. Such a beautiful vart. So beautiful. Such a classic vart. It wasn't the Yom Echad. It was the Shabbos. He stalled till Shabbos because he knew that Shabbos has a maila that Klal Yisrael is ba'achdus on Shabbos. Ato Echad. No? Veshimcha Echad. Omi Kiyamcha. This I'll sing for you. Omi Kiyamcha Yisrael Goy Echad Baretz. Tiferes Gedula. Shabbos has a keyach. And this I don't have time to be marich, everybody knows this. Koyach of Achtus, Hoysev Yoim Echad Midaiti was the Shabbos Gar. Huh? Good. Because Shabbos. So this is what this is doing here. But I have a kasha for you. Nasev Nishma Omru Ke'echo, Upaschu V'anu Hashem Echad. I don't know, I looked, my Chumash doesn't say anything about them saying Hashem Echad. No, Yidalach. No, yeah. You ever read what it says? They said Hashem Echad. Where did they say Hashem Echad? Vu, vas, ven, vut. Where did they say Hashem Echad? What is this? No. It's a good kasha. No. Dailam wants to learn the Siddur. Okay, so we'll learn Zmir. Say Hashem Echad. No. Where did they say Hashem Echad? So there's a beautiful vat from the Belzer Rebbe, Pesach HaDayv, Mamisha, classic vart. Pesach HaDayv said, Mamisha, classic. Says the Mechilta says that on every mitzvah, they answered yes on the aseis and no's on the lois asa. L'havdal elef havdalis, you ever see in the Parliament of Britain, Meshreit, because you know, yes, everybody, Meshreit, Mekvitchit, you know, it's like a, it's part of the process. The Chilta says, "L'havdol elef havdol," is the same thing. When the Rebbe Yishim said, "Don't do this," and everybody screamed, "No!" And when the Rebbe Yishim said, "Do this," "Yes, we're going to do it." Okay? Kommt der Belzer Rebbe, so ich zahdig lufrach, und er schreckt an meire dicke Kasche. Anoichi Hashem Eloikecha, and lo yilcha b'dibrechad nemru. It was said in the same sentence. B'dibur was said together as one. Got a problem. Anoichi is a. I say. Lo yilcha is a. So what are you supposed to say? Like a schizophrenic? Yes, no, no, yes, 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 no, 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 yes. What are you supposed to say? No. So they answered Hashem Echad. They didn't know what to say. That's the shot. They came and they said, "Anu, what do we say?" Hashem Echad, so whatever you say is good. Hashem Echad. No, see, say it's good. Okay. But let me tell you a little bit in Midrashim. Midrashim already have this. It's interesting, Hashem Echad, where it comes from Kriyashma. There's a Mayudig Targum, and the Rambam actually alludes to an Hilchas Kriyashma. Who is the first to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad? And in what context was it said? Yaakov Avinu gathered the children around the bed, and he started to tell them, "Hey Asfu Vagidu Lachem Maye Ba'achris Hayom." He never told them what happened Ba'achris Hayom. But there's a medrash that said that the children started telling Yankiv Avinu, yeah. You're afraid that maybe Yesh Machloikis Beinenu Al Hashem. It's a lashon of a medrash, Machloikis, which means that we're not all together in Yichud Hashem. We're not all together in having the Rebbeinu Shlom the unification of Hashem's Getlichkeit. Shem Yesh Machloikis. Interesting word, right? Machloikis al Hashem. So they answered, Shema Yisrael is Yankov. Shema Yisrael, Yaakov. Yaakov was called Yisrael. Shema Yisrael. Listen, my father Yaakov. Hashem Elokeinu is Hashem Echad. It's all one. It's all saints. Yeah. And just like you, Hashem Echad, we're also Hashem Echad. And what does it mean, machleikis al Hashem? What does it mean? Machleikis al Hashem. You know, really, the Rishayim say, he'osvu v'agida lochem, come together. And that's ma'yeh ba'achris hayomim. How is the achris hayomim going to happen? And the answer is, he'osvu, join together. He was telling them that the trick and the formula of creating Achris Hayom, the Mashiach should come, is Heosvu. So how did they do that? Machloik, and the Peliyot explains. Because when there's Machloikis in Klal Yisrael, there can't be Hashem Echad. It's impossible. Hazezak the Peliyot. Hashem Echad. No, can only be when it's Shema Yisrael that we're all together. Ba'achdus. So that's the Pshat. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, the Oisius of the Torah, which is Shema Yishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only come together. No, when Klal Yisrael is together. That's what it says over here. Nasa v'nishma omru ki echad upaschu v'yonu Hashem echad. They reached that moment where it's taka Hashem echad, because they reached a level of achdus which was so perfect, it was so complete, that they said Hashem echad. That's Nasa v'nir kulam bevris yachad. Nasa nish amu ke'echad. V'pasuv anu Hashem echad. That's the pshat. Hashem ech shema Yisrael Yaakov Avin. I will end. Olam deserves I should end. Okay? Coming to an end. The Gemara says in Pesachim Samaches, Rabbi Yosef made a big suda. He made a big suda, right? What did he make a big suda? Because he said, Ilav hahu yayma on Shavuos. If not for that day, kama Yosi ikka b'shuka. How many Yosi would be in the shuk? What does it have to do with hahu yayma? All the Mefarshim asked this kasha. It should have been Imlav for Kabbalah HaTayra. Imlav for Kabbalah HaTayra. Why Ahu Yoyim? Why that day? That day. What's so special about that day? And why would he make a Suda? First of all, who would come to this Suda? And what does it mean, Kama Yoisi Ika Bishuka? Has anyone ever tried strolling in Manhattan? You have people passing each other as if they don't exist. You have nobody. Like they don't exist. The guy next to you doesn't exist. If not for that day, the day of Kabbalah Satayrat Tzeres, that Yidden became one, Kama Yoisi Ika B'Shuka. How many Yoisi would be in the Shuk? Walk in the street, actually. Tell me, you know how many Johns walk down the same street and how many Franks walk down the same street in Manhattan? Give me 500 francs at the same time. And John and Jim and Klal Yisrael, Ilav Ahu Yoyma, for that day. We're not talking about Kabbalah Satayri. We're talking about Maimed Har Sinai, created Vayichan Shom, a Maila, the Eden, were one. And with this I end. Ilu Kervonu Lifnei Har Sinai. Alim Mefarshim Fregin, What would we have from Kervonu Lifnei Har Sinai? He came, brought us close to Har Sinai, and he didn't give us the Torah. This year I thought of a pshat. I give this to you as a present. Kervonu is not to Har Sinai, and Kervonu is not even to the Eibishta. Ilu Kervonu amongst ourselves. I thought of it this year, Rabbi Sam. Mary the Kipshat. Ilu Kervonu, that he made the Vayichan Sham Yisrael. He brought us Kervonu Lifnei Har Sinai. The Achtus that we achieved, that ultimate Dayenu would have been enough. The lessons of Kabbalah Satayra, Rabbi Yisai. Avad. Teira, more Teira, Nasev, and Nishma. Beautiful. But remember, Kulam, Amru Ke'echad, Kervanu Lifnei Har Sinai. It's important for Teira that it should be Ki'ish Echad, B'Leiv Echad.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.